Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center here in El Cajon. Today, my very special guest is Nuri Barca. Nuri is the founder of Cal Biotech, a very successful biotech business here in East County. He's a leader in the Chaldean American Iraqi community in East County. And he's here today to talk about some efforts that he's involved with to bring an incubator business concept to East County. Nuri, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, you are starting up a nonprofit, I understand. What's it called?
Yes, we started the, we call it San Diego East County Business Incubator. We already filed for a 501c3, and we're in the process of getting our exemption status.
Very good. San Diego East County Business Incubator. For those who are not familiar, can you explain what an incubator business concept is all about?
The incubator basically is a program designed to support startup companies. So the simplest way, if you have an idea, you want to start a business, and most of the time you go through an hassle and to find a way to get your business to the ground, so we will help you through this process. We will incubate you, put you in the incubator for up to 3 years, and during this time we will give you the full support, and we'll give you the space, we'll give you the tools that you need, we'll bring you the expertise to help you with your business idea. Also, we'll give you in financial support by bringing investors who might like your idea and they want to invest in your idea, and they will be getting a share of your business when you graduate and your business is successful.
Well, that sounds very exciting. Now, once someone graduates and they're out there in the world with their business, what happens next?
Basically, we'll keep supporting them after they graduate. One of the conditions we ask, we will be asking is that when you graduate, your business must stay in the East County, because our idea from this incubator program is to help the East County business development and community development in our community.
Very exciting. I've always wondered why it is that the biotech businesses all seem to go to Poway or Scripps Ranch or Sorrento Valley, places other than East County. Do you think this is going to help turn that around?
Hopefully, we are with the support, and we have a successful project already with Cal Biotech that, we started Cal Biotech 17 years ago. So this could be a good asset for us to start there. And we have another biotech company in the East County, which is the Scantibodies. So between the two companies, we have some kind of a base now. We want to expand on that. And beside, the biotech field, we could actually, we are open to accept applicants for other field in engineering or any other kind of business tools idea or software that we could see a value. So based on the applicant we will be receiving, we will design the focus over time. Actually, it's going to be some time till we figure out what are the best presentation, what are the best focus we have to take for our business incubator.
This also seeks to address the very high unemployment problem in East County, particularly among the Iraqi immigrant community, where we've had so many people who were refugees from the long wars in Iraq and the Middle East coming here. Can you tell us how high that unemployment rate is and what types of people might be able to, what kind of talent that pool of potential business owners has?
Yeah, as you know, we have close to 50% unemployment in our newcomers, actually. And many of these newcomers, they are established business people, they are engineers, doctors, and professionals from Iraq. And if you put them in the right environment, if you give them the right tools, especially for them, they don't know the culture of this of our country, and it's going to help them a lot if we give them the help and support to start new business in the East County. So they will be the pioneers playing a role in helping our economy at the end of the day. So we are planning, actually, through the East County Development Council, we are planning to do a survey to determine the expertise and what the skills that these people might have, so we could use them, through this project.
Very good. Who else is supportive of the project locally?
everybody actually is in support of it. We started with the city of El Cajon. I did give a presentation to the city council like mm-hmm. over almost a year ago, and they are 100% supporting, and even they will help us financially to start. We need seed money, you know, to start the project.
Sure.
So the city has approved that. And we have a member of the city council, my friend Tony Ambrose, is in the board with us. And the Chamber of Commerce, the East County, also is very supportive. And we have Joe McKay in the board with us. And the district, Cajon Valley District, also is in support of this project. Beside the East County Development Council, we have James Slay. He might be our executive director mm-hmm. of the project. So we have the right people, and we are putting our effort together. And actually, we have a meeting, December 22nd. We have a meeting to kind of make our plan to start the project. Hopefully, we can plan it to start early 2015.
That sounds very, very exciting. Now, I understand that the Cajon Valley School District provided or is going to provide a place for the incubator business.
That's what we have offered by the district. They offer us a space next to their building, and it is an unfinished space. We have to do some work on it. We need some money to develop it. But at least we have a space that is offered to us by the Cajon Valley District for the time being to start with. It's a small size, but hopefully over time we can expand and go from there.
Very good. Where can people learn more about the nonprofit?
We are in the process to set up our website. It should be ready in a month. But if somebody want to talk to us, they can either talk to me directly, or even they can come through the East County Magazine. We will work together with you to answer their questions.
Yes, certainly. You can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org. We'll have an article up soon on eastcountymagazine.org where people can find out more information. And if they want to reach you directly, Nuri, is there a contact number you want to give them?
I can give them my email, which is nbarca@gmail.com.
Very good. For those of you who tuned in late, listeners, we've been speaking with Nuri Barca, who is the owner of Cal Biotech, and he is working to launch the San Diego East County Business Incubator along with some other community leaders, and you'll be hearing a lot more about that in the near future. Nuri, thank you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ.
Thank you for your time.